this first little episode of the podcast, it's mainly just me kind of still just kind of testing stuff out, learning, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I don't even know if I'm going to do this podcast, but about the podcast, it's most likely just going to be, I'll just give you like a little bio here. I'm 13 at the moment. I live in Utah, and I don't know, I'm bored, I guess. I just thought this would be fun, a fun way for me to kind of share my opinion and my knowledge that I've sort of gained. I know I'm probably not the smartest person or anything like that. I just think this would be kind of fun, kind of like, not like an experiment, but like, it would be kind of a fun little thing to do. So, it's most likely just going to be me talking about my thoughts on things, my opinions on things, or just giving general advice for things that I've learned, because I'm not perfect. I've messed up many times, and I'm trying to, and I'm pretty sure I have. I don't know, I still do dumb things quite often. I'm sure everyone does. No one can not do dumb things. It's kind of hard to be perfect, but I'll try to share little things here and there to try to help you out that I've learned. I don't know, maybe you can help me. Probably no one's going to listen to that, but that's fine. It's just a good way for me to document down slash talk stuff out that I'm thinking of, man. I think it's just kind of cool, so I don't really know what I'm going to do with this podcast. I don't know if it's going to become a thing. Most likely won't. I just think this will be a fun little thing to do, but let's start the podcast, I guess. All right, so this is part one, I guess, or episode one of the Kajek, or yeah, sometimes called Kajek. It's actually pronounced Chick, but most people don't pronounce it right, so I'll just call it Kajek. But I guess this is part one slash episode one of the podcast. And so today we're going to be talking about outside and yard work and like yard labor and stuff. So me personally, I really enjoy it. I actually find it enjoyable. I like it. I think it's fun because, like, it's like you almost get the same enjoyment out of it as, like, something, a game like Minecraft in creative mode. When, or not, like, creative. Okay. It's like starting a project, and at first you're not sure how it's going to turn out, and then it kind of gets, like, tedious, and you get tired, but then once you actually get it done, it looks nice, and you feel accomplished, you feel nice, and most of the time, if you're doing, most of the time, if you're, like, not just doing one thing, if you're doing, like, multiple things, like, shoveling stuff and putting it into a barrel and then moving it, or snipping off tree branches and bushes, or like sometimes with the trees, like you have to chop off the dead ones, or like there's little ones that'll grow up from the bottom and they're kind of like thick at the bottom, so they're hard to chop with the clippers. Those ones are fairly difficult to chop, and it's like an accomplishment when you do it, and I'm sure it gives you a pretty decent workout. Like today I was helping doing some clipping on like the trees and like bushes, because we're trying to get stuff still like set up, and it looks nice, and I'm actually really proud of it, and it just feels nice. Like it just feels nice, I don't know, because you get a sense of accomplishment, you know. It's like you feel good, because when you're done, you can go get yourself a cold glass of water, you can sit and look and say, wow, I did this. I made this look better. I did this. I took time out of my day, and I did this, and I did something, and I made a change. And it's not like, I don't know, man. It's pretty cool. I just kind of find it enjoyable. I don't know if other people, some people even do it for their jobs, and it's really not that bad. I'm sure if you do it all day, it'd get tiring, but I'm sure after a while, you'd get used to it, too. So, I don't know. I find that kind of fun. Yeah. Okay, so, I don't know. Now we're on to outside. And outside, it's awesome. I love being outside. I love looking at the trees, looking at scenery, hearing birds, watching birds fly around, watching animals. It's calming. I don't know. It's just, like, calming and nice. If you're outside, it's almost, like, it's, like, a good, like, calming thing. Especially if it's, like, a nice warm day and there's, like, a cool, you know, just, like, perfect, like, imaginary weather. Usually you don't get that perfect weather, but sometimes you can get close to it. Like today. Today isn't a bad day for me. It's not cold, it's not warm. Or it's not cold and it's not hot. It's like that perfect room temperature with a light little breeze. Today's a good day. And outside there's so many things you can do. And I'm not like just talking about like outside. I'm talking like there's like just outside your house in general. Like in your yard there's so much to do. There's like almost endless possibilities for games you can play with your friends / siblings. There's endless things you can do. You can give yourself like challenges, man. It's just cool. It's fun being outside. I find it very enjoyable. It's fun to go hiking. It's fun to go like visit places, like hike to a waterfall. That's so enjoyable because, like, the same thing with yard work. When you, like, for hiking, for example, when you do it and you complete it and get to the end, you feel that accomplishment. You feel like you did it. And you feel proud of yourself. You feel like you did something. And that's just, like, the enjoyment of it. It's just nice. It's relaxing. It's nice. It's sometimes even tense. See, sometimes I'll play stuff outside at night. Like, hide and seek for the dark. Yeah, I know. Or in the dark, I know it sounds childish, but it's really fun, because when it's late, you turn off all the outside lights that you can, and, like, somewhat, it's, like, basically hide-and-seek, but in the dark, you can lay down in the grass, and it'll literally look like just grass. It's fun. There's so many, you could play that for literally all night until morning. It's just amazing. There's, because basically anyone can win, even if you have a really good hiding spot, someone out in the middle of the yard just laying down. If they stay still and don't make sounds, they can win. But that's only one little, like, example, I guess, for something you can do. And you can, like, ride your bike around your town. You can walk outside and just feel relaxed. You can, if you have a skateboard, you can go to, like, a skate park or a little skate area and do tricks and learn tricks. It's just nice all around. Now, it's even sometimes, okay, not always, sometimes it's nice during the winter, like when you have your winter gear on. It's actually fairly nice in winter when you do that. When you're just outside trying to go somewhere, you're like, hurry up, oh, it's cold, oh, and get into the car and turn on, yeah, just, I don't know, man. I think outside is pretty fun. Like, there's just so much to do. There's so much to see. You can literally do anything you want. Well, okay, not literally, but practically anything you want. As long as it's practical. And if you live in, like a fairly beautiful state, too, it just makes it that much better. And, yeah, I don't know. I just find that pretty cool and relaxing as well. Same with yard work, same with being outside, same difference. My favorite thing about outside, what I enjoy the most, is probably hiking and, like, being out in the wilderness. You know, it's fun being outside as it is, but I think there's just that level of exploration and danger even. Just, like, if you get hurt, you're far away from a hospital, depending on where you are. Just that extra level of danger. You're seeing things you haven't seen before. You're going to a location you haven't been to before. You're hearing sounds you haven't heard. You're seeing plants you haven't seen. It's just like exploring. Yeah, sure, all of it's documented, but seeing it is still just cool. It's still just a fun, good experience, in my opinion. And, like, up in the like, if you were to go up into the mountains, you're gonna see things. Well, yeah, this is kind of obvious, but you're going to see things you wouldn't see wherever else you were. You're not going to see animals, you're not going to hear things that you would see wherever else you were. So, I don't know, it's just like a fun exploration type thing. I don't know, I personally really enjoy it.